Let's lift up our hands to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the I Am that I Am, the God who is, who was, who is, and who is to come. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Thank you for the blessings of Shiloh so far. Thank you for all we have received, and thank you for all we are receiving. Blessed be your name, in Jesus' precious name. Anyone excited here this morning? Give the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords a loud shout of praise. Give him the praise, please, and be comfortably seated. Hallelujah. I want to appreciate God for my Father, who has given me this privilege and platform to be here. From my first encounter with him about 26 years ago as a young medical doctor in the city of Jos, I had listened to several of the messages as a student, and then he appeared in the vision in the night, anointing me with oil in the dream. And when I heard he was coming to town, I went to him with my wife, pregnant for her first child then, and asked him to do what I saw in the dream, which he did physically. And since then, the journey has been very, very impactful. We give the Lord the praise and the honor for where God has brought us so far. Thank you, sir, for the privilege. We do not take it for granted. I am speaking this morning, I've been asked to speak this morning, on the general subject of exploring covenant platforms for supernatural turnaround, with the specific emphasis on stay dedicated to the interest of the kingdom. Stay dedicated to the interest of the kingdom. We used to sing an old song in those days. It says, here am I, use me. Here am I, use me. As the Lord needs somebody, here am I, use me, Lord. Here am I, send me, here am I, send me, send. Here am I, here am I, send me, Lord, send. As the Lord has taught me some, here am I, here am I, send me, Lord. I will go, send me, I will go. Send me, Lord, send. I will go, I will go. Dedicated to the interest of the kingdom. Psalm 102, verse 13. He said, "For thou shalt arise and have mercy on Zion. For the time to favor her year, the set time is come." He said, "For thy servants take pleasure in her stones and favor the dust thereof." We are going to be looking at this subject. First of all, defining dedication. And then secondly, we'll look at the dividends of dedication. And then the demands of dedication. And then dimensions of dedication. What is dedication all about? What does it mean to be dedicated? Number one, to be dedicated is to be committed. To be dedicated is to be committed. Number two, to be dedicated is to be obligated. When you are dedicated, you are committed to a cause. When you are dedicated, you are obligated to that cause. To be dedicated is to be committed. To be dedicated is to be obligated. Number three, to be dedicated is to be devoted. You are devoted. You are literally, it's your devotion. To be dedicated is to be devoted. And number four, to be dedicated is to be donated. You are committed, you are obligated, you are devoted, and you are donated. Examples in scripture. Dedication to the interest of the kingdom is set the Levites apart for perpetual priesthood. In Exodus chapter 32 and in verse 26, when Moses came and saw the children of Israel in idolatry, he said, "Who is on the Lord's side?" And the Levites stood apart. And for that singular unction, they received perpetual priesthood in Israel. Mind you, brothers and sisters, that the Levites had been cursed by their father Jacob. In Genesis chapter 49, verse 5 to 7, Levite had a curse on him. He said, "Simeon and Levi are brethren, instruments of cruelty are in their habitations." He said, "O my soul, come not thou into their secret, into the assembly, mine honor, be thou not united. For in their anger, they slew a man, and in their self-will, they dig down a wall." Go on. "Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel." They were not meant to have a destiny. But one singular action reversed a generational curse and gave them a stand. I speak to somebody by prophecy here. Every curse on your life before now shall be reversed by your dedication. One singular action of standing with God. Beloved, when you take a stand with God, you stand out in life. It is not possible to take a stand. To stand with God is to stand out in life. That was the Levites. Second example, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the high priest. When the children of Israel were going on the way to Canaan, there was a lot of whoredom with the Midianites. They committed adultery, committed idolatry, and the anger of God was fierce. While they were weeping in front of the altar because so many people had died, a man brought a woman into the camp in Numbers chapter 25 and in verse 6 all the way to verse 8. While they were mourning, and one of the children of Israel brought a Midianitish woman in the sight of Moses and in the sight of all the congregation of children of Israel who were weeping before the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar and the son of Aaron, the priest, saw it, he rose up from among the congregation, took a javelin in his hand, ran after them, pierced them to the ground. And God saw it, and in verse 10, he said, "Phinehas has done," and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, has turned my wrath away from the children of Israel, while he was zealous for my sake among them, that I consume not the children of Israel in my jealousy." Then he said, "I will give him a covenant. Therefore, behold, I give unto him my covenant of peace. And he shall have it, and his seed after him, even the covenant of an everlasting priesthood, because he was zealous for his God and made an atonement for the children of Israel." Beloved, that set Phinehas and his generation apart. Your dedication will distinguish your generation. There is somebody here today. God is about to distinguish your generation. If you believe that, say the loudest amen. Example number three, David the dedicated. If you are looking at a symbol of dedication in scripture, the person to see is David. David was the one who dared the Philistine in 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 26, where he said, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that should defy the armies of my God? I better be dead than watch this uncircumcised Philistine defy my God." David was the one who said in Psalm 132 verse 1 to 5, he said, "Lord, remember David, how he swore to you and all his affliction. He swore to the Lord and vowed to the mighty God of Jacob. He said, I will not come into the tabernacle of my house. I won't go to my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find a place for the Lord, a habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. I can't sleep until I build God a house. I don't want to own a house until God has a house." That was the kind of man that David was. That was the dedication of David. David was the one who said in Psalm 122 and in verse 1, "I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord." In his dedication, in Psalm 42 and in verse 1, he said, "As the heart pant after the water brooks, so my heart, my soul pants after you, O God." What was the outcome of David and his dedication? David ended as king, as priest, as prophet. He ended as singer, songwriter, instrumentalist, giant killer, warrior, military general, people developer, an instrumentalist, an inventor of music equipment. According to 1 Chronicles chapter 23 and in verse 5, and in Amos chapter 6 and in verse 5, in one lifetime, his dedication practically exploded his potentials. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? I speak to someone here. Your dedication will cause your generation to recognize the hand of God on your life. And this David became the reference king of Israel. If you are making a reference to any king in Israel, David was the reference by dedication. Who else? Zechariah and Elizabeth. Dedication terminated the yoke of barrenness in the life of Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth. In Luke chapter 1, from verse 5 all the way down, you hear the story of Elizabeth and Zechariah. A certain priest named Zechariah of the course of Abiah and his wife, and the Bible says, and they had no child because Elizabeth was barren. Despite the barrenness, he was on his duty post. And while on that duty post, in verse 11, the angel appeared. And it came to pass, while he executed the priest's office, the angel appeared unto him, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. And then the angel said unto him, "Fear not, Zechariah, for thy prayer is heard." He wasn't praying at that time. We'll come to that later. "Thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear you a son. Since you have decided that your frustration will not stop your dedication, now your dedication has stopped your frustration." That is the word for somebody here this morning. If your frustration is not going to stop your dedication, then your dedication will stop your frustration. If you are a believer, shout the loudest, amen. Everyone here today who is a victim of any form of enemy harassment around your life and your destiny, in your dedication to God, as you are going to shift it to another level, that harassment is terminated forever. Fifth example, John the Beloved, the one who wrote the book of Revelation. Dedication gave John what the other apostles did not have. After everyone had disappeared, John followed right to the foot of the cross. In John chapter 19, verse 25, all the way to verse 27, there stood by the cross of Jesus' mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Cleopas and Mary Magdalene. And when Jesus saw his mother and the disciples standing by, whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son."
And then said to the disciple, behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own house. At the time of his crucifixion, I'm sure, as a human being, as a person, he was man and God. One of the things that mattered to him at that time the most would be the welfare of his mother. But he entrusted that welfare to the person he found the most dedicated at that time. Take my mother and go ahead and help me take care of her. God entrusts heavy responsibility to the dedicated. Beyond that, he took John and gave him verbatim everything that will be happening at the end of the age. He showed him the whole of the book of Revelation. What a privilege. Beyond that, John was one of the only apostles that couldn't be wasted by persecution. They took him, put him in boiling oil, according to church history. In boiling oil to kill him. Then they found him coming from another side. He wasn't killable. He lived until the ripe age of 120 years. And died in good old age. They couldn't finish him because of unusual dedication. I speak to someone here today. No devil shall cut you short before your time. In the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be. Having said all of that, what are the dividends of dedication? Number one, dedication establishes the seal of divine ownership. The seal of divine ownership on the dedicated. You belong to God. You are branded by God. And the enemy has to deal carefully with you. In Malachi chapter 3 and in verse 17 and in verse 18, he said, they shall be mine. They shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts. In that day, when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. And then you shall return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. There is a branding on your life. Where you are passing in the realm of the spirit, they say, beware, this one belongs to God. No wonder Paul the apostle said, let no man trouble me. In Galatians chapter 6 verse 17, for I bear in my body the brand marks, I have been branded. There is somebody here today. The brand marks of your master shall be located on your life as you go in dedication. As you move in dedication. Dedication establishes the seal of divine ownership. Number two, dedication brings distinction. When I make up my jewels. To be dedicated is to end up as the distinguished. Dedicated people are the jewels of God. You don't toy with them. To step out for God is to stand out in life. Dedication brings distinction. Number three, dedication guarantees divine preservation. I will spare them. I will spare them as one spareth his son that serveth him. To be committed to his purpose is to be connected to his protection. To be committed to his purpose is to be connected to his protection. When Abimelech tried to look for the trouble of Abraham, the dedicated, God appeared in the dream of the night and told him, you are a dead man. You are not about to die. You have died. Waiting to be buried. And the man had to go and plead because he tried to temper with the dedicated. Get ready. Everyone looking for you shall go down for you. Everyone looking for your life shall go down for you. Dedication guarantees divine preservation. Number four, dedication is key to divine favor. Divine favor for thy servants, favor the dust thereof. Thou shalt arise and have mercy on Zion for the time to favor her. Yet the set time is come because thy servants favor the dust thereof. To favor the favor of God is natural for those who favor his cause. The favor of God is natural for those who favor his cause. Number five, dedication is key to the blessing of God. It's key to the blessing of God. Exodus 23:25. You shall serve the Lord your God in dedication and he shall bless. Listen. If man is not tired of serving, God is not tired of blessing. If you give him your service, he gives you his blessing. You give him your service, he gives you his blessing. And when the blessing of God is upon your life, no curse of life can survive. Everyone that is a victim of any manner of curse, in the name that is above every name, Jesus, the curse is reversed by your dedication in this season. Dedication to God is key to the blessing of the Lord. Number six, dedication to God is key to divine health and vitality. I will take away sickness from the midst of you. I will take away sickness. John chapter 15 verse 2. Every branch in me that beareth fruit, I will purge that it bringeth forth more fruit. Please listen to this. To be committed to his service is to be qualified for his servicing. The way a car is serviced, that is dedicatedly serving the owner. In the same manner, when you are committed to his service, you are qualified for his servicing. Number seven, dedication to God brings deliverance in life. Let my people go that they will serve me. If they are ready to serve me, you can't tie them down. If they are ready to be dedicated, you can't tie them down. Let my people go. Let my people go that he will serve me. And if you refuse, I will slay thy son. Exodus 4:23. When you are ready to serve, you are ready to go. No witch, no wizard, no devil is devilish enough to hold you back. If you are ready to serve, you are ready to go. There is somebody, by the time this Shiloh is concluding, you have gone free forever. Free forever. Free forever. Believers, say the loudest amen. Number eight, dedication to God is key to all round fruitfulness. All round. He shall take away sickness, and there shall be nothing barren among you or among your tribes. The number of your days I will fulfill. We just read now how dedication broke barrenness in the life of Zechariah and his wife. In Luke chapter 1, verse 5, all the way to verse 14. Hear me. To be fruitful in the kingdom is to be fruitful in destiny. It is not possible. We're talking about all-round fruitfulness, not just the fruit of the womb, but that's part of it. To be fruitful for the kingdom is to be fruitful all round. Number nine, dedication to God is key to answered prayer. Is key to answered prayer. In Psalm 102 verse 13, where we read, thou shalt arise and have mercy on Zion, for the time to favor her, yet the set time is come. He went all the way to verse 17. He said, and he will answer the prayer. He will regard the prayer of the destitute. Because they favor the dust of Zion, he will regard their prayer. He will not despise their prayer. The place of dedication is the place of answered prayer. You saw that in John chapter 15, verse 16. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. 16. That you may go and bear fruit. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. So that whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Listen to this and don't forget it for as long as you can. Answered prayer is waiting at the place of dedication. Answered prayer is waiting at your place of dedication. When the angel came to Zechariah, he wasn't praying a current prayer. He was just serving. It wasn't the prayer of that day that God was talking about. It was a prayer he prayed before that he forgot about, that was being answered at the place of dedication. There are prayers that only dedication can answer. It is not the prayer itself that is going to be answered, but your dedication triggers the answer. And can you imagine? The angel came to where he expected Zechariah to be with the answer, and Zechariah wasn't there that day. Meaning is, answer returned back to heaven. There are so many people whose answers returned because God never found them where they were meant to be per time. I prophesy to somebody here today, your answer is coming right now. Number 10, dedication to God is key to the fulfillment of days.
Exodus 23, 26. And the number of your days I will fulfill as you are dedicated. No devil can take you out if God needs you here. Say that again. No devil can take you out if God needs you here. Listen, you can come to the point where you are too needed to be wasted. Too needed by God to be wasted by the devil. You can come to the point where you are too committed to be eliminated. And I don't know who that word is today, but every devil looking forward to eliminating you or your loved ones in this season, they are wasting their lives. You shall fulfill your days. Shout the loudest, amen. Number 11, dedication to God is gateway to honor and promotion in the kingdom. Honor and promotion in the kingdom. Proverbs 27 and in verse 18. He said, as he who tends the fig tree, whoso keepeth the fig tree shall eat the fruit thereof. So he that waiteth on his master shall be honored. Do you remember the donkey that took Jesus to Jerusalem? They spread cloths on the ground for Jesus to march on. But who marched on the cloth? The donkey. The honor of the master is natural on the servant. Very, very natural. In the book of Exodus chapter 33 and in verse 11, when Joshua the son of Nun refused to leave the tabernacle in his dedication to God and service of the master, God said later on, take Joshua and take some of the honor that you carry. In Numbers 27 verse 18 to 20, put it on him. In his dedication, put this honor on him. There is someone here today, you are already overdue for honor in your service to God, and the honor is coming your way right now. You believers, shout the loudest, amen. Finally, dedication releases, imparts ability and releases potentials. It imparts ability and releases potentials. In 1 Timothy chapter 1 and in verse 12, it says, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me. Why? Because he counted me faithful and put me in the ministry. Once you are counted dedicated enough, you will be imparted with the ability you need to fulfill your assignment. Look at David. See the number of realms he walked in by his dedication to God. I believe that it is possible for God to carry everything that belongs to 10 people and give it to one person who is more dedicated than the 10 who are not dedicated. And I believe personally that our daddy in the Lord here is having so many things on his head because of brutal dedication to God. And God knew that he will do it, so he gave him so many portions. I think that Elijah carried the unction of almost 1,000 prophets who could not speak in Israel, and God gave it to him. There are people here today. God is giving you unusual ability and giving you grace in Jesus' precious name. As I round off, one or two things. Dedication to God does not just affect you. It affects your loved ones. It turns them around. Some time ago, a man in Benue State, very brutal man, very, very, very terrible man, fights his wife. You can't go to church. If you go to church, you don't come back to this house. That kind of man. Pastors are bad. They are looking for people's money. All those kind of things. But the wife remained brutally dedicated in sacrifice and in everything. One day, this man was on the River Benue Bridge and had a terrible accident. Vehicle was somersaulting up and down, up and down. In the midst of that accident, this man heard the voice of God clearly. He said, you would have died, God told him, you would have died today if not for the dedication of your wife. You would have died today if not. That is an unbeliever, the man who regarded nobody. He ran back to his wife and said, God, I just heard God. See, when your dedication is matured, even those who can't hear God will hear God on your behalf. Somebody say a loud amen. Young man in our church, widow, whose son is on our scholarship in a school in the north. Dedicated widow, sanctuary keeper, cleaner, and just very dedicated. His son in the school in a part of the north, they went with their friends into the bush to do some things, and suddenly they met some terrible terrorists and killers. Arraigned them, about seven or eight of them, and then they lined up about 15 AK-47. Stripped them naked and wanted to kill them on the spot. And when they tried, one, there was gun failure. Two, AK-47 failure. Three, what is this? And then they asked them to wear their cloth back and go. Next time, while they were in the midst of that, the boy said, God told him, you are being spared today, and the dedication of your mother has a hand in it. A few days later, the guy saw one of those young men came to the school, one of those killers, just wangled his way. And he said, do you recognize me? He said, I recognize you. You are one of those who wanted to kill us that day. He said, I'm very, very sorry. Please, what power did you people use? Give me that power. Just show me the power. He said, for the first time, their weapons failed. It has never failed. And the young man said, it is Jesus' power. Really? I prophesy to you today, because of you, your family members, your brothers, your sisters, and your loved ones shall be secured and preserved in the name of Jesus. Very, very quickly, in the next few minutes, what are the demands of dedication? If you want to be dedicated well, what are the demands? Number one, genuine passion and love for God. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Red hot zeal. The zeal of God has consumed me. Psalm 69 and in verse 9. The reproaches of them that reproached you fell on me. The fire frequency is the approved frequency for kingdom service. Say that again. The fire frequency is the approved frequency for kingdom service. Number two is genuine joy. An excitement. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Romans chapter 14, verse 17. Psalm 100, verse 2 to 3. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Serve him with gladness. Genuine joy, and excitement. Dedication in depression is a waste of effort. Dedication in depression is a waste of effort. Number three is genuine fear and reverence for God. The fear of God is the strength of our commitment. Without the fear of God, dedication is weak. You can't believe in anyhow and say you are serving. No. The fear of the Lord, genuine fear and reverence for God. Number four is prompt and timely obedience to instruction. When God said it, you move. He spoke to Isaac, Abraham, he departed. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 all the way to verse 5. He spoke concerning Isaac, he moved. Genesis chapter 22 and in verse 3. And then Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 to 2. Is prompt and timely obedience. Number 5 is brutal commitment and total abandonment. Brutal commitment. That is, you gave it everything you have. Whatsoever your hand finds to do with God, do with your might. Acts, Paul the apostle said, I believe chapter 20 verse 20, he said, I have kept nothing back. In my service to God, I didn't hold back. I gave it everything. Like our father said, give it all it takes until it gives you all it contains. You give it all it takes. That is demands of dedication. And finally, what are the dimensions of dedication? What areas are things that makes us confirm that you are dedicated to the cause of the kingdom? Number one, unashamed public representation of the kingdom. Unashamed and unhidden Christian identity. Nobody who knows you can claim ignorance of the fact that you belong to God. A good Christian testimony in your place of work. A God glorifying life in the eyes of the world. A God like Daniel in Daniel chapter 6 verse 4 to 5. You cannot bring anything against Daniel except he pertains to the law of his God. And Daniel was above board, above reproach. I call him a man of notorious integrity. An integrity that can't be hid is an unhid Christian testimony. Said in Mark chapter 8 verse 38, if any man is ashamed of me in this world, I'll be ashamed of him in the presence of my Father. Number two, kingdom advancement, praying and intercession. That is dedication to the cause of the kingdom. When you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Daniel chapter 9 verse 2. Daniel went into intercession for the sake of the kingdom of God in Israel, so that the will of God in captivity can be terminated. And of course, you read the story of Anna in Luke chapter 2 verse 36 and 37. The Bible says she fasted. She served God night and day with fasting. Kingdom advancement, praying and intercession. You are dedicated to the expansion of the kingdom on earth at the place of prayer. Number three is evangelism and soul winning endeavor. Evangelism and soul winning endeavor. We saw that in John chapter 15 verse 1 to 3 and in verse 16. He said, the reason why I chose you is that you go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain. If nobody is following you to heaven, something is wrong with your life. If nobody is learning anything from you, it's possible you are wasting your life. Please ensure that you are in that. That is kingdom. Evangelism, soul winning endeavor. And then number four is kingdom promotion givings and sacrifices. Kingdom promotion givings and sacrifices. The centurion single-handedly built a house for God in Luke chapter 7, verse 4, all the way to verse 5. For he loved our nation. He has built us a synagogue. Psalm 132 verse 1 to 5, we saw David saying he was not going to sleep until he found God a house. Dedication involves the donation of life and the donation of all that one has. The donation of life and the donation of all that one has. Finally, is in-house service. In-house kingdom service. That is Psalm 84 verse 10. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. I'd rather be a doorkeeper. In-house service. In-house service. Serving excitedly in the unit of the church. In Luke chapter 5, or chapter 1 verse 5 to 14, we saw Zechariah already. Serving God with dedication. Listen to this. Sitting in the church as an executive Christian places a limit on your possibilities in the kingdom. Today, I announce to you, a new day is upon you. Everyone who does not know that you belong to God, in this season, they shall know. Is there somebody who has been impacted by the word? Stand on your feet with a shout of praise. Lift up your hands and lift your hands and speak to God. Go ahead and tell God, Father, I thank you for your goodness and your mercy today. I appreciate you for your faithfulness to my life. I thank you for your goodness and your mercies in my life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lift your hands and say after me, say, Father, I receive the grace for a dedicated life, for dedication to the cause of the kingdom. Thank you, Father, for hearing me in Jesus' name. That grace is released upon you. Now give him a clap and a shout of praise. And you take your seat as we receive the choir and the praise team.
To serve the Lord, it is a great thing.